Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meredith Yeading, Extension District 4-H Agent, Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Now, 4-H entrepreneurs coming up, you've got, I'll let you roll right into it.
Okay. Well, yes, this is our second year to do 4-H entrepreneurs. We started this last year and had about six kids that actually completed the program and went to our 4-H markets last year. And so we're offering it again this year. We've changed up the format a little bit. Due to some feedback I got from those kids that went through. But so kind of to give you a rundown of what 4-H entrepreneurs are is my tagline for it is turning your 4-H project into cash. So what we do is we basically walk youth ages 7 to 18 through starting a business. We talk about starting your business. We talk about writing a business plan. We talk about keeping track of income and expenses. And we talk about customer service and marketing as well, and kind of letting people know what you're doing for your business. So it's a lot of fun, and I think the kids learn a lot through the process, and we have some very successful businesses that happened last year and that they're continuing with it. So they're going into their second year of having these businesses and wanting to continue growing those businesses. So it's a great opportunity if you have a youth, especially a 4-H member, but we will take anybody who's ages 7 to 18 who would like to learn more about kind of being that entrepreneur and starting your own business. We actually start with our first session is August 24th here at the Paola office from 1 to 4 p.m., and that's going to be learning about your business, pricing your items, tracking expenses and income, and marketing your business. And then we're going to hold some business updates via Zoom in September and October. And registration is due here August 20th. So if you're interested, be sure and get signed up for it. I'm going to be really blasting out some emails and marketing for this program here in the next few years. And then one of the great things is if you go through this session, you actually get to participate in our 4-H markets. And we have 4-H markets set up for December 6th here in Paola, and November 22nd in Mound City from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So that's where the public can come out, and I'm sure I'll be talking more about this on my radio spots as it gets closer, but that's where the public can come out and support our 4-H entrepreneurs and see what products they've made or what services, what their business is, and purchase from them if you're willing to do that. So it's a great opportunity, gives our 4-Hers a little bit of money, and shows how those skills that they're learning in 4-H and those projects can actually become businesses and future plans for them after the 4-H is over. So it's a great opportunity, and I, if you have any questions, go to our website, meredithzine.ksu.edu. If you look under our upcoming programs, the first one up there right now is 4-H Entrepreneurs, and you can find out more information, or, of course, you can call our office here at 913-294-4306. I'd be happy to visit with you. But it's a great program, youth 7 to 18, and, you know, there's lots of different things you can do to turn your turn that passion that you have into some cash as well. So, yeah, like I said, August 20th is our deadline for registration for this round. So be sure and get that done today or quickly.
It's coming up quick for sure. I'm excited to see what sort of projects are coming up this year. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.